welcome to The Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching is entitled, About the Beam and the Splinter.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, Stop judging, that you may not be judged. For as you judge, so will you be judged. And the measure with which you measure will be measured out to you. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, Let me remove that splinter from your eye, while the wooden beam is in your eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter from your brother's eye. The Gospel of the Lord. It seems that this passage is superb at saying the same thing in a variety of ways to make sure we get it. I know the part about the measure and how what you measure out there will eventually return to you. I have felt this in my own life. But as I go through this passage, I have another thought about the beam and the splinter. Our first charge is to remove the beam from our own eye. The implication here might be that any fault we observe in another might be just as real or worse in ourselves. Then after removal of the beam, which would take courage and humility, of course, we would see clearly, our vision is improved, we get it now as we glance at the other. Their fault is diminished, as it were. Now we do not need to bother at all with what we thought was huge in the other, for we have begun to own our own stuff. Dietrich Bonhoeffer has said, By judging others, we blind ourselves to our own evil and to the grace which others are just as entitled to as we are. What do we think about bullying? What do we think about diversity? What do we think about avoiding certain persons, places, or activities simply because we think we know what those people or things are like? And is it negative? We certainly are capable of drawing some sort of conclusion or perception of a person or even a group of persons, and yet to totally act on that one perception alone is not fair to ourselves, to the person, or to our future relationship with that person or situation. Overall, we want to feel safe, we want to feel good, we want to feel up on top, sort of. If I judge another and put her down, does that really make me feel better about myself? If I gossip and share an uncomfortable conversation against another person or group, does that really elevate me and my own self-worth? When I taught primary grades, I remember saying to the children, speaking from experience, God will not be outdone in generosity. I was trying to impress upon them that whenever they had an opportunity for a choice that included making a decision in favor of someone in need or whatever the case might be, that to choose the better, more generous move was always right. It may have felt uncomfortable or difficult at the time, but sooner or later, some good would return to them. And this is still true. I know that often that some good is almost instantaneous. Right away, you know the goodness that you helped create is out there, is there for you, is improving the world in some way. It is very easy, I think, to look at another's faults. The challenge seems to be to pause long enough to consider our own weakness in the same category, or even to consider our own goodness, thereby opening up to some appreciation of the other. Jesus is right, of course. Our challenge is to work on removing the wooden beam from our own eye before we dare to call another on his or her faults. How does one do that? Is this about a relationship with Jesus? Is this about trying to stay in touch with our God so as to become familiar with who we really are, that we are good? If we do, might we begin to recognize the good in the other? So let us not forget Isaiah chapter 43, verse 4, because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. To really remember this is to approach all of life with this same reverence and love as much as we possibly can.